you know, two most recent places I've lived, which encompass the last 20 odd years, in both places, you've needed to have a heightened sense of your surroundings. You know, when I lived in New York for 10 or 15 years or something, and, you know, you visit New York, it's not wilderness of danger, but you need to be aware of your surroundings and all that.
All times.
And when I had moved to Asheville, and people said, oh, you know, you can just kind of put your feet up and relax and all that. And for those of you who don't live in Asheville who are listening to Fade to Gray, we have bears all over the stinking place. And you get what you only have to live here maybe two, three months, and you develop a certain peripheral vision for something isn't right here. And they're black bears. It's not like they're grizzly bears in Alaska going to eat us, but they're black bears that you don't really want to cross, and you don't want to get between the mama and the cubs. But I've found living in Asheville, it's become more attuned to something isn't really right here. And I think that has amplified my, you know, I struggle to stay away from the places of real devastation because I don't want to be a devastation tourist. But look, every time I do occasionally take a wrong turn or have to go a certain way, and it's just pretty horrifying to the eyes of not only what is left there of the devastation, but also in my mind, okay, what must have been the hour or the day like that caused this type of power?
Yeah.
I have not started having nightmares yet. Have you?
I wouldn't call them nightmares. I would call them anxiety mm-hmm. incidents where the first couple weeks I had a lot of dreams about water, mm-hmm. about travel, about safety, and not necessarily I'm in danger, mm-hmm. but there's something I need to be aware of, and there's some, I think my brain is saying, what could you have done, how can you prepare in the future? And obviously there's nothing in the grand scheme of things, but I don't know, I wouldn't necessarily call them nightmares because I wake up and I'm like, and I think about what it was, mm-hmm. but what is your kind of nighttime?
I'm doing okay. I am fearing future. And I think there's a little bit of adrenaline still going on of how do we process? How do we get through this? How do we create a sense of normalcy for those around us? Mm-hmm. I'm fearing at some point I'm going to have a string of nightmares that I'm drowning in mud. And I think a lot of us in Asheville, and it might be a sign that we've just pushed out that sort of trauma of imagining what could have happened. There really aren't many ways to pass away that would be worse than being in a cabin or your house or something, and you're drowning in mud.
Yeah. I take my kids to school. We have to go through the River Arts District wow. every morning. Okay. So okay. we have to confront it and make it, this is part of our landscape and our environment now. And I know the kids they have to kind of adapt and figure it out, and they have their own feelings
yeah.
and they can't connect the bigger dots necessarily yet. But I think everybody has a completely different process. And of course I'm talking about the people that have survived it
yeah.
without major damage, mm-hmm. the people that have had to deal with lost businesses, lost houses, lost people, pets, other things. It's almost like they're in a completely different world than you or I.
You know, this next one you picked, a banger of a song. I've teed up. I have absolutely no idea what the connection of this is to the Brooke Benton, Joe South composition.
Well, it's tough. It was tough to kind of find a connection. I love Brooke Benton. I was thinking Rainy Night in Georgia. Mm-hmm. I really like that song, but I couldn't go anywhere with that. But I knew that he was produced by Arif Mardin. And so I was able to pull back because Arif produced tons of folks on the Atlantic label in the 60s and 70s, you know, Aretha, Hall & Oates, and one of my favorite bands from the 70s, Average White Band. As soon as that hit, I was like, I know what song I'm going to play. So I picked Love Your Life from AWB.